Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you upon the assumption of the chairmanship of this meeting of experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems, and to thank you for the Food for Thought paper, which serves as a good starting point for meaningful discussions. We would also like to thank the states that have submitted working papers in the run-up to this GGE, and by doing so have contributed to this week's deliberations. Mr. Chair, the previous expert meetings, as well as this week's panels and discussions, were insightful, enriching, and useful. We feel they have contributed to promote a greater understanding of various aspects of the issue of laws, while highlighting the necessary balance between military necessity and humanitarian concerns. Israel is of the view that the CCW continues to be the most appropriate forum for the discussion on the issue of future laws, as it is an IHL-focused framework that hosts the most relevant actors in this context. The GGE is tasked with continuing the examination of issues related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. In Israel's view, this, as you eloquently put it in your Food for Thought paper, should be done in the context of the objectives and purposes of this convention. We see the benefit of the discussions this week, which provide insight into technological as well as legal and ethical aspects of laws and their possible future implications. We noted with interest that several references were made this week to the possible benefits of future laws from both humanitarian and military perspectives. We also see the merit in further examination of the issue of characteristics of laws as well as the issue of legal weapons review. This examination will serve to shed more light on this complex issue without prejudging any possible outcome. Mr. Chair, the discussions held so far highlighted that it would be impossible to predict how future laws will look like, as these systems do not yet exist and the capabilities and limitations of such systems have yet to be discovered. It seems extremely difficult to define them at the current point in time. Any serious discussion on laws should be conducted in a realistic manner while acknowledging that this is a challenging task. This task requires an open mind and long-term vision while avoiding apocalyptic images and scenarios. Whatever characteristics these future systems may have, it is Israel's position that such system, just like any other means of warfare, will be subject to the existing rules of international humanitarian law. An efficient practice aiming to ensure a system's legality would be to put the weapon under a preliminary review, legal and technical, before being employed on the battlefield. These notions were broadly accepted in previous discussions, as well as during our deliberations this week, and Israel reiterates its support of them. Mr. Chair, we would like to reiterate and join other states which have not been supportive of a preemptive ban on laws. Given the complexity of this matter at hand, its futuristic nature, and the different opinions relating to it, it is our view that a careful and incremental approach is the most useful way forward. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
I thank the